Watch, female athlete who competed against trans swimmer. Left his aiming for systemic eradication of women. By Ashley Oliver on February 9, 2023. Riley Gaines, a former college athlete, warned during an interview with Breitbart News this week that categorizing transgender men as women, particularly in sports, is contributing to the systemic eradication of women. Gaines, who competed against Leah Thomas, a man living as a woman, in last year's National Collegiate Athletic Association NCAA swimming championship, tied down to the 1/100 of a second with Thomas during a freestyle race, causing Gaines to share 5th place in the race with her male competitor. Gaines has since been advocating for female athletes as they face pushes, predominantly from those aligned with the left, to share competitions, gyms, locker rooms, and more with men who are living as women. Gaines said she finds the issue to be prolific. When people say this is a non-issue, that's not true. This is so underreported that it's mind-blowing, Gaines said. This is happening to children and women of all ages and all sports, all the way from, peewee to masters. It's happening in masters golf right now, so that's not true. But even if that were true, let's say even one woman is displaced, it's bigger than just being displaced. It's the systemic eradication of women that the left is trying to achieve. Gaines's interview with Breitbart News came hours ahead of President Joe Biden's State of the Union, which she was attending as a guest of Representative Lisa McClain. Army, a fervent supporter of enforcing the definition of sex in Title IX. Gaines ran through examples of where she has observed threats to womanhood, saying, "We have dictionaries changing their definition of woman. What's happening in women's prisons, what's happening in changing spaces at YMCAs and all of these different gyms and things like that. It's like we're totally trying to erase women as a whole. And so now, in sports, where we have men who are claiming to be women playing, it's just continuing on with that theme." Gaines graduated from college and had initially planned to go to dental school. But, pointing to her faith, she said God has led her to put that on hold as she goes to various speaking events and testifies in different states in support of women in sports. "A bunch of the states that I've testified in, that's their thing, is, you know, this isn't really happening," Gaines observed. "Why is this a pressing issue?" She continued, "And so, my question for these people who think that is, okay, but how many women are you willing to let, you know, lose out on a place, lose out on a podium spot, see male parts and be sexually assaulted in a locker room before this is a pressing issue? Why not handle it on the front end?" To which, again, "Is this not the front end? It's happening all across the nation at an alarming rate." Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.